Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Are you allowing your beautiful individuality to shine in all you do? Do you stay true to you, even though many of those around you are striving to be just like each other? Do you celebrate the unique self and honor the uniqueness of others? Our tool today is Embrace Unique. Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Each person on this planet has their own unique personalities, and they all culminate into the experience offered in this life journey. The uniqueness we each have to offer includes our unique traits, strengths, behaviors, beliefs, opinions. The uniqueness of each individual also includes their unique fears, weaknesses, feelings, etc. There are no two people who are identically alike, even those of you who may be identical twins. Each person walking upon this planet and all those who came before us and all who are yet to come are unique, different, and individual. We can all be grateful for the uniqueness of the individuals in this world, even the fears that we and perceived weaknesses, as this life experience would be very dull without those differences. As beautiful as these differences can be, there are many people who see the differences as a threat to their own security and worth. Some people are fine with differences as long as those who are different are completely segregated from their lifestyle. There are those who think that anyone different from them is less than or lacking. Differences are seen by some as an attack on their own way of life. Some people see these differences as indicators of worth. If you hold similarities to one group, you may be seen as worthy of being with them, while traits you have that are different from the group would cast you out and cause them to see you as lacking in their eyes. Racism is still a very visible example of what happens when we choose to see through the eyes of ignorance and cluster people of the same color, religion, ethnicity, nationality, or any other label into one category and then define everyone in that category as the same. In doing this, generalized definitions are placed on people of that group and the individuals lose their identity. The one categorizing the person categorizing the people into these generalizations usually believe the people of the group to be less than what they think themselves to be. When we allow these limiting beliefs about differences to dictate our belief about a person or group, we too are practicing and promoting judgment and racism on some level. In folks, all levels of judgment and racism or any kind of negative belief about others cause pain and suffering for others and for ourselves. If you find that you are judging or seeing others as less, first off, forgive you, forgive them, and then send love. When we do not embrace differences, we are guilty of judgment and comparison, which we've chatted about many times here on Life's Toolbox. This judgment and comparison cheat us out of seeing the possibilities available to us, and we cheat the other person from expressing as their own authentic self. Seeing these differences as bad or wrong or less than lead us to this type of thinking, and this thinking is truly based on ignorance, not truth. Just so we are clear, ignorance is defined as lack of knowledge, education, and or awareness. Okay, it's not saying that you're stupid. It's saying that you're lacking knowledge, education, or awareness if you are classified as ignorant. When we base our perception of others or self on anything less than understanding and awareness, we do not see the entirety of that which we are perceiving. Again, we cheat ourselves and we harm others. Now, let's talk about how this works a little closer to home in our personal relationships, and then we'll chat about how to truly embrace uniqueness, our own, and the uniqueness of others. The dynamics between us and those close to us are no different than what we see on the global scale. Our personal relationships are merely a mirror of how we view the world and vice versa. To see differences as opportunities and resources, we must remind ourselves that each person is an individual, each person is unique, and yes, each person is different from us. Because of this beautiful and wonderful fact, each person deserves to be seen as the authentic individual that they are designed to be. To wish for anything else is like wishing for a Ferrari to behave like a smart car, because that's what we're used to. It's like wishing for a big, beautiful cabin cruiser to act like a John boat, because that's what we've had all of our life. Even on the individual level, we sometimes lump people into categories and then treat them in the same way we treat every other person in that category. For instance, if someone who likes heavy metal rock music doesn't necessarily, this doesn't necessarily mean that they're a heavy partier or unreliable or unfaithful, as we sometimes classify those big rock stars. Simply because someone wears a ball cap backwards does not automatically make them a gangster out looking for trouble. Our skin color, fashion likes, and gender are not all that make us unique. We also bring past experiences. No matter how much we may have worked to leave it all behind and attempted to begin anew, our perceptions, beliefs, and feelings are all affected by the things we lived through since the day we were born. We carry our unique baggage, and so do the people that we interact with each day. The beauty of this life experience is that each and every one of us is unique. Even though there are more than 7 billion other people breathing air on this earth right now, we are all unique. The only thing not unique about us is that we're all unique. So to practice our tool for the show, Embrace Unique, we must first look at how we are individuals and how we are unique in ourselves. Have you identified your unique traits and qualities? If not, I suggest you do, because those qualities and traits are what make you the authentic person that you are. What drives you to do something in your life? What are your deepest desires? What is unique about you? So ask yourself these questions and dig a little. Do not give up on the question and just answer it with nothing. Ask yourself, do you let your unique show? On the flip side, ask, have you ever shied away from being the real you? Now give yourself time with these questions. Come back to them after the show and really consider them. There are numerous ways that you are truly unique. Allow the questions to assist you in more fully understanding your uniqueness. That's what makes you incredible. You simply need to be open enough to look within in order to see the beautiful uniqueness of you. See the unique traits of you and embrace them. Own them. Be grateful for them and let them shine. Even though our uniqueness is a beautiful expression which we can share with others and ourselves, even though these unique traits within us create a beautiful experience of life, many of us still tend to shy away from letting our uniqueness, our individuality, shine. So let's talk a little bit about why we shy away from uniqueness. The first reason that comes to mind for me is that in order to be unique, we must also be vulnerable. We are allowing those pieces of us that make us unique from others an opportunity to be seen. When we do this, to allow our truest self to radiate from us, we must show that part of us that others, show that part of us to others, and that truth very well may be judged. We have to show a part of ourselves that is unlike any other person. Vulnerability really does feel scary and weak. I understand that, but it does not have to be. Vulnerability really can be an empowering motivator. It can be a strength that propels us through life situations. It can be a beautiful reminder that we are unique, and it is time to let that uniqueness shine. To be ourselves means we are choosing to not copy anyone else in an attempt to fit in, and that often opens us up to ridicule from others. We almost need to take on the attitude of, I don't care what others think. Now, I'm not suggesting that we actually adopt this attitude, as most of us are compassionate people, and the compassion within us will not allow us to not care. So try this thought on and see how it fits. When faced with ridicule for being unique, we can simply think to ourselves, or even say it out loud, my amazing, unique self deserves to shine, and as I shine, I honor the unique in you. And then just leave it at that. No other explanation is necessary. And like I said, you can even do that within your own self. Never say it out loud. And that's still plenty. Whatever you decide to think about to others' reaction or your own, However you choose to respond to comments about your uniqueness, remember that in living uniquely, you are simply choosing to not let the other person's opinions outweigh your own. I want to share with you a statement made to me many years ago by one of my coaches that that has been extremely empowering in my walk to uniqueness. I was told, and I know that you've probably heard this before, but I was told, what others think about me is none of my business. While this was difficult to swallow, it has opened many miles of positive progress on my life journey. So try that on. It's not that you don't care. It's just that it's none of your business. And again, that's kind of hard to swallow sometimes, but it's truly worth it. What others think about me is none of my business. Aside from being vulnerable, another reason we shy away from showing our unique traits is that we have simply been taught to conform. We have essentially been brainwashed throughout our lives to think we should not be different. We should just blend in. This fact does not give us permission or cause or reason to play the blame game with those who taught us this belief. Much of these teachings come out of a sincere love from people who believe conformity is the way to go. Excuse me. Many of our parents and teachers truly believe that being different opens us up to ridicule and pain. So they were probably doing it out of love, and they were doing it out of ignorance. Not that they were dumb, it's just that they were unaware. Conformity and blending cause us to fall into the should frame of mind. Excuse me. My awesome friend and frequent guest here on the show, Pam Thomas, talks about how we all too often fall into the behavior she calls shoulding all over ourselves. We get stuck believing that we should do this and we should do that, when really we should do nothing. Carrying around all the shoulds only serves to add to the burdens and the stress of our everyday living. Shoulding all over ourselves keeps us in a state of catching up. We never have time to relax when we are constantly telling ourselves that we should do this and we should do that. We actually need do nothing at all. We have choices, and there is no should. Yes, there are consequences to our choices. However, we get to decide what choice we make, and we can decide if those consequences are acceptable or if we're going to accept them at all. We are unique. As if shooting all over ourselves was not enough, our ego steps in and creates many more illusions about being authentic and being unique. Ego buys into the belief that we are better off believing conformity is the way to go. Ego then takes that belief and adds reasons why we should never step out of line. It tells us things like we're less than, we're not good enough, we do not deserve to be unique, and therefore we should remain lemmings following the crowd towards the cliff. Listen to ego only long enough to know when it's directing you away from something. Folks, when this happens, that's a really good sign that there is something worth looking at right in front of you. Uniqueness suffers a mighty blow as television, internet, magazine, and radio ads constantly tell us we need to conform. We need to be like everybody else. We need to buy certain items so that we can be cool and fit in. We have to live in the right part of town if we want to fit in. We have to look a certain way if we want to get ahead in the world. These ads even tell us that if we want to be unique, we have to have certain haircuts or phones or clothes. You get the picture. Consider this. If we believe the ads and accept that the item or look is what makes us cool, then are we not giving up our uniqueness? After all, the ads are telling everyone who watches those ads the same thing. If we all bought into the pitch, we would all look the same and ultimately act the same. When we buy the item that is supposed to make us unique, we are buying the same item that thousands, if not millions, of others have bought as well. And again, how unique is that? Fortunately, the items we buy, the looks we desire, have little to do with our unique contribution to this life. Our uniqueness is found within, not out in the world somewhere. To find the answers we seek, to open our awareness to our uniqueness, we must mindfully connect to our essence, our heart, our higher power, whether that be God, universe, highest self, whatever it is that you believe to be your source. The answers outside of us are not answers at all, but merely illusions. This may all sound difficult, and you may be asking yourself, why is it even important to be unique? Well, consider this. Uniqueness is what brings about positive change, new ideas, new opportunities, and much more. We have all benefited greatly from those who chose to embrace their uniqueness. Just think of where we'd be if everyone throughout history chose to hide their uniqueness. What would life be like if everyone chose to think like everyone else? For one, there would be no original thought. No one would have chosen to use fire for warmth or cooking, and certainly not for ambiance. There certainly would be no wheels, so no vehicles would be around to carry us from point A to point B. We would all still believe that the earth is flat. There would never have been any great spiritual leaders, no great teachers, no innovators, no forward thinking at all. Technology would be non-existent. Every person would be exactly the same. The way we look, the way we act, what we believe, the things we like and dislike, it would be dull. When we all choose to hide our unique traits and qualities, life does become dull and dark, not worth living. Some people believe acting on our own uniqueness is a form of self-promoting bravado or showing off, so they hide their unique. Some religions teach that being unique is a sin that we need to steer clear of, which is absolutely hilarious to me, since all religions are built upon the teachings or life of extremely unique teachers. Some folks consider acting in unique ways or speaking unique thoughts. They believe that those are just simply a way to attract attention to themselves. And again, if they're against attracting attention to themselves, they hide their uniqueness. The truth is, we are born as unique individuals, and any attempt to hold ourselves back from that truth is in conflict to our very nature. We are designed to be unique, not necessarily to stand out and perceive that we're better than others, but to offer our truth to the world, to ourselves, as a beacon of light, inviting others to do the same. In fact, in order to see the truth of this statement, we need only look at nature. In nature, there is uniqueness in every living creature, every tree, every rock, every grain of sand, every wave, everything. This uniqueness in nature is the very thing that makes the world such a beautiful place. It's the very thing that draws us into nature so that we can take a walk and see all of the differences. No two trees look alike. No two blades of grass look alike. If we look closely enough, we find the uniqueness. So in nature, if everything in existence is unique, is it that hard to believe that we too are uniquely built? We are part of nature, so would it be such a leap to accept that we too are made as individuals with unique traits and qualities? By accepting our unique qualities and traits as our truth, and by allowing them to flow from us, we create a more fulfilling life for ourselves and for those around us. It's not a selfish thing when we allow our unique to shine. We truly are a light unto others. When we embrace our unique, we are no longer in resistance to our truth. And when we stop resisting our truth, we will live a much happier life. We will feel more peaceful and confident in our daily living. All of this will be felt and seen by others, and we truly will inspire them to reach for the same uniqueness that is within them, their own uniqueness. In expressing our uniqueness, we share new thoughts and new ideas. We explore different ways of seeing things and empower ourselves to discover even more of our own truths. We open ourselves to imagine bigger. Imagining bigger allows us to believe bigger. In this, hope grows faith, and our courage expands our comfort zones and strengthens our resolve to be unique. In this expanded perception of ourself, our whole attitude positively shifts, our self-awareness expands, and we can see goodness in the uniqueness. We are able to better understand that everyone else is also unique. They too have their own ideas. They have their own thoughts, their own actions, and so on. They are individual and deserve, just as we do, to be unique. When we can see this in everyone, we have truly grown to the point where judgments and comparisons no longer serve us. We can understand that differences do not have to be negative. We can see the truth that someone else's unique traits that we've not realized in ourselves yet doesn't mean lack in us. It simply means that there's something else that we might discover about ourselves. Another's unique idea does not warrant fear in us when we can see from our unique selves and we see them as unique as well. Using our unique traits and qualities creates a snowball effect for good. As we create new thoughts and actions, our world grows. We see more of the world around us. We live more deeply in all we do. We experience more of what life has to give. We can use this amazing radio station, Empower Radio, as a wonderful example. It all started with a unique thought from Brent Carey. He was part of mainstream media and realized he wanted to do something different. He wanted to do things more uniquely. He had a unique take on how to do it. This unique take led to the creation of Empower Radio. So he put this idea together and he went out and he gathered several show hosts. While the hosts are similar in that we all host a show with empowering and positive messages, each show and each host is unique. We are all beautifully different. We all deliver teachings, content, and positivity. However, we are unique in how we do it. Unique does not mean coming up with something entirely new in every waking moment. A lot of people believe that that's what it is. That's not what this means. It does not mean that you change you just to be different. It is simply doing everything that you do as the unique individual that you are and in your own unique and individual way. My granddaughter is a perfect example of this. She wears some of the wildest clothing that you can imagine. However, it's not to show out. It's because she's expressing her individuality. She's expressing her uniqueness. She absolutely loves to dress this way. So that's just part of her expressing. But that's not the only thing. She's also very unique in her opinions, in her thoughts. And I tell you, I'm having a blast at just honoring those. While we need not change just to be unique, we are already that. We must be willing to be flexible in what our uniqueness is for us. The point here is that we're already unique, whether we try to be or not, even if we're trying to fit in, even if we're trying to conform, we're still unique. And to fight that uniqueness is to cause resistance. And what we resist persists. In that resistance, we find the stress and the craziness and the battle to be different, to be different according to what society calls it, I should say. When we let go of that resistance and we just allow our individuality, our uniqueness to come forth, calm takes over, peace takes over, and we can express in a way that enlightens our own path and enlightens the path of others. The entirety of the universe is continuously expanding and elevating. We too are continuously expanding and elevating. And when we do that from that unique perspective, life flows. With each unique expression that we have, our uniqueness grows. To allow this expansion into our ever-expanding unique truths, we must simply allow our thinking, our actions, and our perceptions to continually change and evolve in a way that serves our uniqueness. Stagnant thinking and living does not blend with an ever-changing world. So if you're trying to stay the same, you're going to have a struggle. Your uniqueness, while it is absolutely awesome right now, becomes more so as you let it grow. When we allow our uniqueness to breathe, we see things differently. We judge less. We are more accepting and understanding. We open ourselves to love, which leads to more free use of our unique traits and qualities, which leads to greater trust in our uniqueness, which leads to more trust and willingness to allow our uniqueness to live. It's that beautiful, enlightening cycle instead of the vicious cycle that we often live in. We have been encouraged all along our journey to just buy into the belief that it was better to blend in than stand out. Most of us have tried being a carbon copy of someone else. Remember this. It takes more energy to deny your truth and convert yourself into an exact replica of someone else than it does to simply flow with what comes from your heart. We have heard all our life that we are all created equal, and folks, this is true. We are all equally unique. Your uniqueness and my uniqueness are equal in importance. Just because we're different doesn't make one of us better than the other. Because of this truth, we realize we are not above anyone else, and we are not below anyone else either. So be your own brand of unique. Let the authentic you be a source of light to the world. This world deserves to see you're unique. So embrace it and let it shine. Thanks so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. My intention with this group is to build a platform that we all can use to elevate love and peace in the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own life journey. And in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others can empower their own journey as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about how my work can assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On this site, you're going to find out more about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, all kinds of stuff. So check it out, www.kennybrixey.com. Also, thank you to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for positive living, which is Empower Radio. Thanks to Mark, my producer. He does an incredible job for this show and several others as well. Until next week and beyond, embrace unique, honor the unique in you and others, and find harmony in your differences. Love and peace to you all.